Hola, howdy, hello. So, greetings folks, this is Sarana Narayanamurthy and welcome to the Mind Business. So, in today's episode, I'm here to tell you about one of the most profound feeling I ever had, which is connecting to my soul's calling via the magnetic field, or in other words, in extremely simpler words, connecting into my intuition. So, sometimes we feel vibrations. The ones that we feel deeper, and sometimes we feel like they come from within. So today, it's 5:36 a.m. and as I'm speaking you here, right under the sky, the lighting up purple sky. Okay, so let me take you down my routine, okay? Every single day after I wake up, I have a habit of watching the sunrise. It's such a pleasant feeling to watch the sun rising from the other horizon of the earth to here. But do you realize that, ironically, our sunrise is someone else's sunset? Okay, yeah, that's how life is defined. But never mind, it actually gets easier along the way. And after all, sunsets are not bad. They still make a beautiful evening. So with all these thoughts coming up and with an extremely lightened soul, I'm here watching the sky as it turns purple before dashing its crimson flavors of the mighty sun. And it wouldn't be a right thing if I say I'm not experiencing a surreal calmness and a feeling of connecting deeper and closer to the higher power. So when I say higher power, you might have different names of it. The universe, the God, the creator, someone who planned these soul cycles, or sometimes it can also be my own higher self and subconsciousness. So the connection goes supremely deeper and I cannot stop feeling excited about it. Do you ever heard about Abraham Hicks or manifestation? Well, in real life, this is exactly when it happens for me. Okay, so now before you go nuts or scream at me for being irrelevant, confusing, or a little chaotic, let me explain this for you. As humans, you are more than what you see on your exterior. Your physical self is just one part of the equation. Like, let's say around 20%. The remaining are perhaps your most important or the essential beings, your mental being, the emotional being, the soul, the spiritual self, and lastly, the energetic self. When you pay enough attention to your physical body to make it healthy or at least prevent it from getting sick, you have the power to focus on your mental health. Because once you're physically well, you start focusing on the next one. And this is where you understand what you think, maybe overthink, and whether you're mentally doing fine or not. And when you actually get in there, you go beyond this and your mental self-consciousness, when it becomes supreme, that is when you're mentally stable, when you feel like my mental health is good, I'm satisfied. You need not be 100% on top of your game in your life. But if you understand that your mental health is fine, you naturally focus on the next connection, which is either spiritual or a soul connection. So this is a part of life where you chase your purpose, or sometimes purpose finds you, or you expose yourself to multiple channels that makes you feel you are in the flow or the something that connects you to your greater good. Okay, as humans, we are never contented, and that is always in a good way. Because though we have our dreams, or maybe we are living in a dream life, but there is always another next step that we want to reach out to. Hence, when you're being mentally fit, or when you're soulfully purposeful, you will always be steering yourself to reach the next state. And when I was there, that's when I realized, wow, this is self-actualization. Okay, so if you're religious, maybe let's say the state of Nirvana. So if you haven't heard about it before, Nirvana means freedom. So I learned this in class 6. Actually, it was on history lesson. I didn't know what exactly that was. Maybe they were teaching about religions, the conquest of different cultures, and then Buddhism, so on and so forth. But the exact definition of Nirvana means freedom from life and death, which is actually that you wouldn't fear death anymore. Let's say, if you really know that death is not the end, but probably a gateway to another place. Just like how we feel we are being born here, that's dying. And just like how when you're being born, you wouldn't know, even when you die, you wouldn't know. So it's like a loop. It's like Ouroboros, the symbol of rebirth and renewal. So if you haven't heard of Ouroboros, it is nothing but it's a snake that actually bites its tail. So what it signifies is regeneration and rebirth. So it's infinite, right? It's a loop. It never ends. So Ouroboros has actually emerged as a messenger of rebirth and renewal. Their species have a unique process, which is more like shedding and regenerating its own skin. So which symbolizes that you also have the opportunity for renewal. So let's say if you're stuck in a situation that feels destitute or unsupportive, it might be the time to actually shed that, to remove your old patterns, and meanwhile come up with something new. That is, shed on your negative habits, behaviors, or maybe shed in the toxic relationships and actually move on to the next phase. So each season have an opportunity to start fresh, to reevaluate and recognize your energy. So this is what Ouroboros means actually. So now the reason why I'm telling you this now is, I feel like I'm already there. Attaining Nirvana or being fulfilled while still learning to grow and growing along the way. So if you are thinking that everything that I'm saying here isn't a fact or I'm just in the state of illusionary hallucination, let me clarify again why I feel and what I feel. Around roughly a year and a back half, I stepped into the world of, let's say, self-improvement or self-realization. No. I didn't read the ton of self-help books or so on. But it rather started from myself. I started understanding my thoughts, why I think what I think. And finally, realizing that not everything I think is true, or neither is it worthy of my time. Understanding my thought process, understanding why a certain thought comes up this way. Though there has been many fragments or smaller segments to this whole process, this has been my opening gate. The gate to dive deeper into the real me. And from there, as I progressed, I began taking up more and more healing sessions that took me on a deeper inner journey. The journey where I can be guided to be protected from me by removing the self-sabotaging belief, giving away the heightened emotions of rage or unworthiness, or let's say isolating myself from things or people that I totally know that wouldn't be adding much value, so on and so forth. So that's when I was able to connect deeper and deeper into my intuition, and that force, the force that guided me from the inside, gave me the fullest power to take over and lead my life from there. Okay, too spiritual, isn't it? Right, for those of you who are science beings, let me tell you how this works. Our bodies are vessels, right? It's a containers of our soul. Why do I say this? Because this is powered by the energy absorbed from the universe we are in. Okay, let me tell you. We are made of the same cosmic dust that makes up the soil. Let's say about the minerals in our body. Let's say about the components that make up our cells. That is why when we are buried, we disintegrate into the soil, because it's the same minerals. So, the minerals, the elements, the magnetic field, everything is the same. Just like how the earth has poles, there is both positive and negative. Same way, in a human segment, there is both of these. And just like gravity, there are more profound waves of energy circling around us at this very moment. As humans, we just see in 3 dimensions, right? But let's say if our eyes are capable of seeing in 9 dimensions, we can most certainly see the waves of energy around us as well. This is what is labeled as aura. Now, when you are born, our soul is put into this container, which is a body, and we are here in our life. Okay, if you think this is again going spiritual, read the books by Dr. Brian Weiss. He's a psychiatrist who actually did hypnosis for his patients, who were able to recollect a lot of other things from their soul journey. Trust me, this is not just things that are being made up, these actually exist. Now, life isn't the same for all of us, right? There we have this, our own personalized journey or ups and downs to lead a life that solely belongs to us. Some of us create a mark here and some of us don't. Some of us accomplish greater things. Some of us just die with dreams. Some of us think there's too much more to life. Some of us think we are contented. But we all of us learn, we evolve, we grow. And if you actually understand it right, that's the whole significance of life, right? So, let's say you learn and grow, and when you die, your soul goes back to the source. be it the heaven, the light, the sky, out of the world, wherever you feel comfortable, you can relate to. But once you're there, you get a complete 360 degree view of the journey you just completed, aka the life you just led. Wow, exciting, right? Now, the soul, which is the wisest being, a soul isn't loaded with, let's say, a lot of aspirations or dreams to do or this to be accomplished, that to be done. No, a soul just focuses on one thing, serenity, and secondly, self-progression. So every soul, when it first created, it comes up as a newborn baby. And that particular soul goes up to major transformation where it attains a state of a wiseful being. Okay. Now, if you see, every soul learns through experience, and that's why we live. One lifetime is an experience put in for a certain reason that your soul should learn. So if you see, your soul learned a lot more from this life than before the life that it has led. So yes, a progress is made. And that is the whole point of life on earth. Evolution. Evolution of your soul. So if you see some kids being matured or highly advanced, either in a skill set or in their behavior, or let's say even in the way they are with people, you can already see that they have the patience, kindness, and a very soothing presence. So all of these because their soul has gone through too many levels before it, and they are already in a certain state of calmness. They know how it works. They are matured. On the other end, let's say, you might see people who are older, who are, let's say, like 60, 70, but still their activities, damn, you can never tolerate it, right? The childish behavior, something that's actually people giving up too much hatred. People who carry negative emotion through them almost all the time. Now, those are people whose souls are still learning and are still in the amateurish level. Because love is a positive emotion and hate is a negative one. And people who are mature, people whose soul has learned a lot, only carry love. They don't carry hatred. So, back to our narration. When a soul becomes a part of the bigger picture, during its reflection, it understands every moment of pain and joy that the soul has inflicted on itself or on someone else, and how well the contribution is carried out. Now, based on these deeds, based on these intent, the karmic score or a balance is generated. Now, let's make of what a karmic balance is. Let's say you give someone coins, okay? Now, they have +1,000 coins because you have given them, and you have -1,000 coins, right? Yes. But let's say, now it's not based on who has it. Let's shift the narrative a little bit. You have given them, which is a plus. So you have +1,000, which you need to get back. And the other person has -1,000 because they've gotten coins and they have not returned it. So technically, someone owes you 1,000 because you have given someone. And that someone who have gotten it, they should be giving it to someone else. So if you actually see, it's about the number of good deeds you have done. Whatever you given comes back to you. If you didn't get it back, that's the place where you are in negative and you should fill yourself in. Now this is exactly how the karmic balance works. Except it doesn't work in terms of coins or the materialistic elements, but rather in your intuition. For example, if you are thinking of helping someone, then you are in a place to get it back. If you are a disabled person, then you're forced to be helped. You receive too much from the people around you in terms of love, affection, attention, care. But since you're disabled, you might not have a chance to pay them back the same love. So your karmic score would be a minus. And the people who have helped you, theirs will be a plus. So, as you help them and as they help you, this just keeps dwindling. And every time, across lifetimes, you are in a position to give them back. Because they gave you. So probably in the next life, the arrangement will be different in a way where you are forced to help them or they are forced to receive love from you because they have given too much. So this is how it works. Now after you're dead, you still have to settle that score or give people what you owe them. So now based on this, the next life journey is designed. So now if you understand this last statement right, you design your own life's journey. So when your soul is dead, your soul looks back and sees, okay, this is what I've been doing. This is what I've been getting. now in the next lifetime, if I have to give it back to the person, this is how I have to design it. Great, right? Technically, you design your challenges. So if you're somewhere in this life, if you're in a certain point, understand for yourself. You put yourself in this situation so that you can learn, you can grow, you can evolve, and you can be a better version of it. So ask yourself, instead of blaming your circumstances, instead of blaming what you have been born to, instead of blaming everything that's around you, because you chose it for yourself. So ask yourself, what would you like to learn? Now, here's what I mean by growth. The purpose your soul goes through these multiple lifetimes is just two things. To experience its richest and the wiser self, and to experience and enjoy the process of progress. Now, growth is a process of intentionally choosing the right and balancing on the equals. So let's say you have too much anger now, or if you experience a certain amount of emotions in an extremely outrageous or an uncontrollable manner, then you can understand that the primary purpose of your life is to master it and gain control of that one emotion while still enjoying the process and doing as many good deeds as you can. Now trust me, if you notice it, if you actually push it away, or if you don't deal it with the right way, you will get more situations or circumstances designed to give you the opportunity to choose to do it in the right way. That's why they say, until you learn a lesson, the lesson keeps repeating itself, because that's the whole purpose of it, to learn that lesson. It's not to just cross the wedge and go back, it's to learn. But you know what, many times we give in to our weakness, but that's a part of the journey as well. Now you might ask, how is this correlated, or in other words, how is it orchestrated? Okay, here's the main picture. When your body dies and your soul is out of the body, it goes back to the space, right? Let's say like a white space where it belongs. Now, it just reflects on the life it has led and evaluates the karmic score, and it learns what has happened. It learns what it has done right and it learns what it has not done right. It surely would have had elements that were improved and the ones that still need work. Now, your soul will map out your entire life journey based on what it has realized as work to be done. So basically, your soul decides every circumstance. Okay, now if you ask me, when I'm telling you all of these, I feel somewhere that my soul has planned for me to make you aware of this and learn from whatever consequence this brings in. So at this point, the way you have designed, the way you've given yourself the success, the struggles, the circumstances, the environment, problems, happiness, every other thing is to learn and evolve. Oh, I said it. Yes, so this is a whole journey. Now, going back to the scientific stance of how I feel the intuitions. So like I said, the magnetic field around the earth is combined with the questions in mind, and it's strong enough to penetrate deeper and deeper into your subconscious to tap into and get answers from it. Maybe from the wisdom of your souls that lie deep buried, I mean deeper than the Mariana Trench, or the extremely logical part of your brain that would decode what exactly is right, according to its own inbuilt glossary defined by the multiple experiences and experiments. Now, if we have to give you even more information, this is also based on the astral files, wherein we feel like time is a man-made equation and everything exists then and there. So almost every information you need, or almost every answer that you're seeking, is already out there in the universe as astral files, as the data out there. So if you're able to concentrate, tune in your mind to the right wavelength, to the right energetic sequence, you can grasp it and get the answers to your questions. Maybe that's how the intuitions are. Now, as this happens, most of the questions you ask can be solved when you go deeper and deeper inside your being and intuitively connect to the source that gives you the answer. And that source, according to what you believe, might be different. Some say God gives you the answer, whereas some say it comes deeper from your intuition. Whereas for some, it's the astral files that are already available in the universe. But what your source might be any other thing. It can be hundreds of the other thing. But if you don't derive answers, or if you don't want to take assumptions or lessons from someone else's journey, but from deep within you, based on your own designed journey, it's time for you to start looking within yourself. Because trust me, every one of us have a different path to continue and a different journey. One's lesson or one's rules does not apply to everyone, and that's exactly why our perspectives are different. Have you ever wondered why someone's right can be someone else's wrong, And people always have mixed emotion and are almost never unanimous. It is because we have varied realities, varied perception, varied goals, and most importantly, varied life's journey. We aren't here to learn the very same thing. We are here to learn different components that enrich our souls. We are here to understand different things based on the state that we are in. That is why some feel positive about a certain thing and some feel negative about a certain thing. Now, when I explained you all of these, let's say for the past nearly 20 minutes, some of you might feel elated, whereas some of you might feel distraughted. Some of you might think, oh no, this is too much for me. Whereas some of you, it may feel like finally there is clarity. So, this is why we relate or vibe only with a certain number of people and not with everyone. We are different people put together to create harmony. And that is why it's essential to choose what you want in life and not blindly follow someone else like a sheep in a herd. Okay, take advice. But keep your eyes and ears open, but choose for yourself. That's a lot, right? But let me tell you this. Every time I have an intuition, it makes me realize a part of life. And that realization, in other words, the lesson has pushed me further in life and has always manifested as goodwill and made me communicate deeper and in a way that reflects love. Am I perfect here? Definitely not. So have I mastered it? Hell no! We are all a work in progress. But the point here is, I'm working on my progress actively and giving the world a bit more love than how I did yesterday. There are just two languages in this world, love and fear. The more you give out love to the world around you, you are in a way better place. And the more you give out anti-love or throw hatred using your words, actions or intentions, well, you need to learn more. Okay, with that being said, I'm here and the sun is shining right at my face. The sky is light. It's as beautiful as it can get. The birds are chirping happily around me. The magnetic field has kind of smoothened itself. So now I'm all in my most conscious and logical mind to get through the day. And I believe this is going to be a day that's going to take me a step closer to the learning that my soul is designed to learn. So with that being said, happy Sunday.